This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Good morning, church. This is the Reverend Melanie Slane, here to join you for morning prayer on Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Today's readings will be from Susanna, verses 34 through 46, and the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 18 through 30. If you would like to mark it at this time, today's psalm is Psalm 148, which begins on page 805 of your prayer book. Please join me now on page 80 in the Book of Common Prayer, as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Creator and to the Christ and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together the Venite on page 82. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you are a great God. You are great above all gods. In your hand are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are yours also. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For you are our God, and we are the people of your pasture, and the sheep of your hand. Oh, that today we would hearken to your voice. Let us say together Psalm 148. Alleluia! Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise God in the heights. Praise him, all you angels of his. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, heaven of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he has commanded, and they were created. He made them stand fast forever and ever. He gave them a law which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you sea monsters in all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and fog, tempestuous wind doing his will. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars. Wild beasts and all cattle, creeping things and winged birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all rulers of the world. Young men and maidens, old and young together, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name only is exalted. His splendor is over earth and heaven. He has raised up strength for his people, and praise for all his loyal servants, the children of Israel, people who are near to him. Alleluia. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Susanna. Then the two elders stood up before the people and laid their hands on her head. And through her tears, she looked up toward heaven, for her heart trusted in the Lord. The elder said, "While we were walking in the garden alone, this woman came in with two maids and shut the garden doors and dismissed the maids. Then a young man who was hiding there came to her and lay with her. We were in a corner of the garden, and when we saw this wickedness, we ran to them. And although we saw them embracing, we could not hold the man, because he was stronger than we are. And he opened the doors and got away. We did, however, seize this woman and asked who the young man was, but she would not tell us. To these things we testify. Because they were the elders of the people and the judges, the assembly believed them and condemned her to death. Then Susanna cried out with a loud voice and said, O eternal God, you know what is secret and what are aware, and you are aware of all things before they came to be. And you know that these men have given false evidence against me. And now I am to die, though I have done none of the wicked things that they have charged against me. And the Lord heard her cry. And just as she was being led off to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young man named Daniel. And he shouted with a loud voice, I want no part in shedding this woman's blood. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Thanks be to God. Our response for the reading is Canticle 9. The first song of Isaiah on page 86 of your prayer book. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in her and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and God will be my Savior. Therefore you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, Give thanks to the Lord and call upon the name of God. Make God's deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that God's name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for God has done great things, and this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy. For the Great One in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Then a certain ruler asked Jesus, Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your mother and father. He replied, I have kept all these since my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, There is still one thing lacking. Sell all that you own and distribute the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But when the man heard this, he became sad, for he was very rich. Jesus looked at him and said, How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard it said, Then who can be saved? Jesus replied, What is impossible for mortals is possible for God. Then Peter said, Look, we have left our homes and followed you. And Jesus said to them, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who will not get back very much more in this age and in the age to come, eternal life. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Our response for the reading is Canticle 10, Second Song of Isaiah, on page 86 of your prayer book. Seek the Lord while she wills to be found. Call upon her when she draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways, and the evil ones their thoughts. And let them turn to the Lord, and she will have compassion, and to our God, for she will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as rain and snow fall from the heavens and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, seed for sowing and bread for eating, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that which I have purposed, and prosper in that for which I sent it. Glory to the Creator, and to the Christ, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us say together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Our Mother, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Suffrages B. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from all sin today. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. Let us pray. Give us grace, Lord God, to refrain from judgments about the sins of others, that, like your servant Marina the monk, we may hold fast to the path of discipleship in the midst of unjust judgments. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the Queen Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into the morning, drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your law, and guide our feet into the way of peace. that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice to give you thanks. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I invite your prayers and thanksgivings at this time. Let us close together with a general thanksgiving found on page 836 of your prayer book. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make Christ known, and through Christ at all times and in all places, may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. Almighty God, you have given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, our desires and petitions as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth and in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation in the church, and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.